Welcome to the Fuzzy Glove Hour.
Yep.
The program that puts the funny in cacophony. I'm your co-host, Ken Friedman.
Quick impression of Ken on Sunday. Just three more days till I could use my funny in cacophony line.
After I say, I'm your co-host, Ken Friedman, you say, and I'm your host, Andy Breckman.
I think a good theme song, a great theme song like this is, does not make up for a crappy name for a show. I'm Andy Breckman. Thanks for joining us.
Your point being,
I can't get my head around Fuzzy Glove. So you're the station's letting us continue our show after last week.
Yeah.
No standards whatsoever.
Well, I didn't hear the program last week.
No, thank God. Yeah, that was the whole point of it.
Yeah,
but it was as bad as it's ever been. I really believe that was. That was it. That was the
but
you nader.
But you didn't hear it either.
No, but I can only imagine.
Last week's program was the only program that you and I have actually never heard.
And let's leave it that way.
Yeah, I never want to hear it.
Don't archive it.
It's archived.
No, don't archive
it. Oh, it's been up. It's archived in podcast.
No, it can't be podcast.
Yeah, people actually had to download it. They actually had to use their bandwidth.
Why would you? I'm glad it happened, but why would you let me back in the building? That was the worst hour of programming ever by anyone ever.
Probably, but we can't really judge it because we didn't hear it.
I don't want to.
In case you missed,
I don't even want to listen. I don't even want to talk about it.
In case you missed last week's program, it was the final installment in our salute to people with disabilities. We did a program for the hearing disabled, in which I could not hear Andy or the caller. Andy could not hear me or the caller, and we were supposed to take turns talking based on when we saw one another's mouth movement. But you weren't quite with the program.
I guess I obscured your view of my lips. And you weren't sure when I stopped talking, and I did not stop talking.
You pretty much did not stop talking.
And I had nothing to say. It was the worst. I really get sick to my stomach even thinking about it. And I not only am apologizing to listeners, but Bethy made some postcards for apology postcards that I could mail out to you.
Okay.
If you can prove you heard last week's show, I will I'll send one of these out. It's a little picture of me, little drawing of me holding some flowers, and it says, there's some text. It says, sorry you had to hear that.
Okay, and if people want to get an apology postcard, they email you?
No, dear God, no. I'm not that sorry. They email you.
Oh, I see.
And then you'll send me their email.
Can they go to the top of the hill on Ventnor Avenue in Madison, New Jersey, and scream, Andy, I want a postcard?
They can try.
Because you'll be able to hear it from there.
Oh, God. Well, if you've ever wanted me humbled and apologetic, sincerely apologetic, this is the week.
All right, if you want a genuine apology postcard from Andy Breckman, email me at ken@wfmu.org. Give me your address, and you have to prove that you heard the program last week. I don't know how you do that, because I didn't hear the program last week.
All you have to do is say, oh, just write the word God-awful, and I'll believe you.
Okay, good enough.
Oh, Kenny, how was your week?
It's
fine, I don't care.
Yeah, you don't care. Why do you even ask such questions?
I don't
know.
Yeah,
why do you even bother?
Hey, I heard some good news this week. We got some good news in our family.
Yeah?
My daughter, Rachel,
mm-hmm.
Looks like she's moving back to the East Coast. I have all my kids.
Oh, that's great.
All my kids here.
Oh, Julie lives on the East Coast now, too?
Julie's in our town, and Joshy is a few towns away.
Oh, man.
And, of course, Evan and Molly are still home. So.
Oh, you should get a couple of your other families to move back east.
You mean the family from Buffalo?
Yeah.
You know what? Things are a little tense with them. A little tension, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
They heard last week's show.
Oh, God.
I'm not welcome in their house the way I used to be. So that's any parent will tell you there's no better phone call to get than Dad, I'm coming home.
True.
Makes you want to play that John Sebastian Welcome Back song.
Welcome Back Cotter?
Yeah.
The theme song from Welcome Back Cotter.
Your dreams were your ticket out.
Yeah.
That's been in my head.
With Barbarino and Horshack.
Yeah, John Travolta.
Yeah.
I believe this was the first. I believe the story went, they were so happy with John Sebastian's theme song that they changed the name of the show to Welcome Back Carter.
Really?
Yeah, it had a different name originally. Huh. Yeah.
What was it called originally? Get Lost Cotter? Suck It Cotter?
See, when you don't have a whole week, your zingers are not quite. Wait, why don't we? You want to hit pause and try to find a better zinger?
Okay.
You want to solicit better zingers from listeners? Okay. I said, here's the setup to Ken. I said, there used to be a different name for the show. They changed it to Welcome Back Carter.
Cotter,
yes. And Ken said, what was the original name? And he didn't really have any.
I didn't have any.
Yeah, he had nothing.
I said, get lost, Cotter.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of pathetic, but maybe a listener could help you out with that zinger. There's no reason a zinger has to be spontaneous.
Right. So give me the setup again.
No, I'll wait till you have something to say, something to respond
well,
to.
Well, I need help.
Okay. So Ken, here's a little bit of pop trivia. The name of that show, the name of that sitcom was different. Originally, they had a different name. They changed it to Welcome Back, Cotter.
And then I said, what was it called originally? Blank? And now I need a listener to give me the zinger for the blank. The phone number is 201-209-9368.
And here's where the bar set. Here's what you have to beat. Get lost, Cotter?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good luck.
I think I said, did I say suck it, Cotter?
Well, that's not terrible.
Yeah, that's better than
Evan. My son Evan had the funniest joke this week. He's really the funniest kid ever. He said, hey, Dad, I have a great idea for a movie. It will be a prequel to The Godfather Part 2.
That is funny.
He's the greatest.
Yeah. Well, nobody's calling with a better
Well, of course
a better zinger.
Of course not.
Nobody's calling. Here we go.
You didn't even give the phone number out.
I did. Hi, right. You're on the air.
Yeah, it was originally called Sayonara Cotter.
Oh, that's better.
Navy.
Well, that's better.
Is it? That's better?
Yeah, what was it called originally? Sayonara Carter? Well, it's Carter. Better. Yeah.
Carter. I think it's not as good as Suck It Carter. Cotter.
Cotter.
Cotter. Thanks, caller.
201.
This was our original idea tonight.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. 20-something, what is it?
It's 201-20-something-9368.
Yeah, 20-something, question mark.
I mean, there's only so many possibilities.
Yeah, you'll hit it. If you dial it 10 times, you'll get it. 201-20-blank-9368. That's our number. Give us a call.
And what's the worst that could happen? You get into a long conversation with Mr. Garcia, who's one digit different. 201-20-something-9368 is the phone number. All right.
Hey, Ken.
Phones are ringing off the hook.
Hey, Ken.
Yeah.
We're back, baby.
After last week.
Yeah, we're back. We've got it now.
We're in a deep hole.
We're in the pocket.
But we've got it. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, what's your zinger?
Zinger is Connor is assumed dead in Afghanistan.
Okay. Hi, you're on the air. What's your zinger?
I was originally called Gabe Kaplan's sexual favors outweighed his fundamental unfunniness. So here's six episodes.
That's not bad.
That's yeah, not bad.
If I had said that all
depends
at once.
Depends on your definition of bad. It's not bad.
I still think Suck It Carter wins. Yeah. Or Sayonara Carter.
Look, the important thing is we're back, baby.
Are you on the air?
Yeah, I've been talking to you for 10 minutes.
No, I'm talking to the caller.
Oh, I see. That makes more sense.
Nah, I don't think they are.
201-20-something-9368. Give us a call. We make you work for it, don't we?
Yeah.
We don't make it easy for you.
No.
That way, when you finally get through, you've earned it.
We want the cream of the crop. If we gave out the full number, anybody could call.
We want people that know that sixth digit.
Hi, you're on the air. What's your zinger?
Oh, I was reading up on it. It was originally called the Fuzzy Glove Hour.
No, it wasn't.
But that's your zinger.
Yes, that is a better zinger. What was it called? All right, so now let's do it.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, a little known fact, they actually changed the name of the show to Welcome Back, Carter.
What was it originally called? The Fuzzy Glove Hour?
That's how you do it.
There we go.
That's the wit of the staircase. That's how you do it. It's so hard in real life when you only have seconds, milliseconds, to come up with a zinger. That's why people in movies are so funny. And on TV, because there's a writer's room, there's 10 Harvard guys sitting around a table coming up with zingers.
And a very long staircase.
And a
that one took a while to sink in.
Yeah. So we're coming up with zingers, but not right away. The pressure's off us.
You're on the air. We found the zinger.
We have a new policy here.
But you're on the air. You're on the air anyway. Guess not. Okay. So the topic for tonight's program.
Yeah. My wife, so Bethy came out with these postcards, but she also sort of missed the boat a little bit on tonight's topic. Wouldn't you agree?
Only a tiny bit, I think.
Bethy was very excited. She said, I have an idea for the show. A scientist in Europe. Somewhere in Europe, right? In Holland, in the Netherlands.
Yeah.
He just won the Nobel Prize for his research on noises that are painful to certain people. Apparently, there's a neurological reason that certain people hate certain noises. And I said, really? The Nobel Prize? You mean it's a legitimate thing? We're not just spinning our wheels? It's not just hot air? It's not theoretical? No, he won the Nobel Prize. So I called Ken very excitedly, and we agreed that will be our topic. What noises set you off? What noises do you have a physical reaction to?
Yeah, like nails on chalkboard.
Yes.
For example. Right.
But then, Ken, you did a few minutes of research, right?
About 30 seconds worth.
Yeah, I guess Beth is very busy. She doesn't have that 30 seconds to spare. And the guy did not win the Nobel Prize. What did he win, Ken?
He won the Ig Nobel Prize.
Yeah, he won. He won the Razzie Award of Science of Science Awards. It's the award that mocks the research that was done.
Right.
It's the anti-Nobel Prize, the Ig Nobel Prize. And so, do we still have a show, Kenny?
I think we do, because I think everybody's got a sound that drives them up the wall.
A sound that they physically react to. Now, do you have one?
I don't think I do. I have.
I thought maybe the guy that just said everybody. This is a quote.
Yeah.
It's only seconds ago. Everybody has a sound that drives them up a wall. I thought that guy might have one.
Well, we said we were going to outlaw music. We don't want to hear from people saying, like, I hate country, I hate rap, I hate metal.
No, it's not a genre. We're not talking about a genre. We're talking about a certain sound. For example, now, would this count for you? I cannot listen to music and have a radio playing in the other room, like talk radio in the other room.
Oh, really? You can't listen to two things at once.
I can't isolate out the music, but I don't think that's quite what we're talking about.
No.
We're talking about that Mary Hart story about 20 years ago.
Yeah, that was pretty interesting. The Mary Hart story. I guess 20 years ago, there was a anchor woman named Mary Hart on Entertainment Tonight. And there was supposedly a medical case of a woman who went into epileptic seizures whenever she heard Mary Hart's voice. And supposedly, they actually took EEG measurements of her brain waves and found that when Mary Hart's voice came on, this woman went into seizures. I find it a little hard to believe.
Yeah, for me too. I think it says more about the lab that did the research than it does about the phenomenon. But, oh, my God, we actually have calls. They are calling 201-20-something-9368.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. We're talking about sounds, right?
Yeah, sounds.
Sounds that you have a physical reaction to, a negative reaction.
I have an air compressor in my shop, and whenever that thing turns on, I want to scream.
Can you play it for us?
I can totally play it for you. Hold on a second.
But how can he play it? Oh, you mean you're calling from your shop?
He's calling from the shop.
Yeah, I'm calling from my shop right now. By the way, love the show, and I can't believe I got through.
Well, you love the show. You obviously missed last week's show.
I can't believe you dialed the right number.
I blocked it out.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, how lucky
you
are. Yeah. It doesn't bother me.
Doesn't bother me.
Does it bother you because you associate it with a certain part of your job?
And it gets to a certain point of pressure and then it stops. It's just loud and grating and makes me want to scream.
But does it bother you because you associate it with your work or because of
what I do.
There's an air compressor for you.
I guess I couldn't live with that all day.
Yeah,
all
that's
night.
Pretty bad. Yeah. That's pretty bad.
So the moral of the story is don't buy an air compressor from Harbor Freight.
Okay.
You know, that's very, thank you for that advice. That's very similar to a leaf blower. And now that I'm thinking about it, I do hate a leaf blower.
You hate the sound of leaf blowers?
Yeah, the sound of a leaf blower. Especially if it's nearby.
Yeah, leaf blowers miles away. They don't bother you so much, Ken?
Not so much.
Fascinating.
No. Yeah.
You heard it here. 201, this is the kind of stuff I was hoping to get into. 201-20-blank-9368. Comparing the sound of leaf blowers in Cincinnati to the sound of leaf blowers in your neighbor's yard.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, that really...
You know what? I don't like that either.
That really bothers me.
But I don't know if I have a physical reaction. I don't know if I'd win an Ig Nobel Prize.
There used to be a piano player at a restaurant that I would go to who was such a horrible piano player that I would actually insist that we get seated as far away from him as possible.
Again, that's not quite on topic, is it?
No, I guess not. But it really drove me crazy because he was like 90 years old and he had been playing piano at that restaurant for decades and they couldn't fire him. Like they didn't have the heart to fire him.
I see.
And he no longer had control of all of his fingers, so he just kind of like banged on the piano with his fists, and the tempo would come and go and come and go. And plus,
it's a bad musician.
Yeah.
Well, that's not a good story.
No. But then one day he was not there anymore.
Yeah, he's a bad musician who got old and died.
And his walker, they kept his walker next to the piano.
This story is not getting more interesting. Sorry. You're talking as harder and longer. I'll bet real musicians hate when a piano is out of tune.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, he's doing the sound.
Hello,
that he hates.
It's Zelda.
Hi, Olga. What's the noise you're making there?
That's the noise. She made the noise she hates.
Okay.
201-20-something-9368. You've got to work for that 6-digit.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, I love the show. Can't believe I got through.
Thanks.
Oh, we love you.
Thanks. Sorry you had to hear last week's show.
That's okay. It was. I mean, it's not okay, but you know.
I know.
No, it was a disaster. It was horrible.
We're working on ways to get that hour back to you at the end of your life.
Thank you.
So, do you have a despised sound?
Yeah, I hate when people chew food with their mouth open. You know that, like that noise it makes.
Yes.
Like a guy on the radio chewing gum, probably similar.
Well, see, I think that's hilarious when you do that, because obviously you're doing it to piss off Ken and everybody else.
Yeah.
But, you know, like if you're just someone's chewing with their mouth open, it's just like.
Yeah, it's the worst.
Well, terrible. There's different kinds of chewing too. I mean, there's crunchy chewing, and there's soft chewing like of gum.
Yeah, I'm talking about like mushy chewing, like someone eating like a steak or something.
Yeah, I can see. Didn't John Lennon perform at Madison Square Garden chewing gum with the Yoko Ono band?
Well, he was always chewing gum.
He was?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like a lot of the time when he was performing, he was chewing gum.
And wasn't he the coolest Beatle ever? The four Beatles?
No, I think George was cooler.
Which one was George?
He was the quiet one. That's why you might not remember him. George Harrison? Ring a bell? Sitar? Bangladesh? All Things Must Pass? Within You, Without You? Not Ringing a Bell?
My Sweet Lord, maybe?
Yeah, My Sweet Lord, right.
Yeah, that guy.
That guy. Hi, you're on the air.
Did I tell you?
Hi.
Hello?
Ken. Hello, you're on the air.
And this caller has other things to do.
I second the leaf blowing because it's so suburban. And it's, anyway, I hate the noise when people cut food with a knife on like a porcelain plate and they go all the way through and then they scratch the plate at the bottom.
Yeah, that's fingers on a chalkboard. That really is a sign.
No, it's knife on a plate.
Well, knife on a plate, but it hits you the same way. It hits me the same way.
Oh, see that? I guess I don't mind the fingers on the chalkboard. Anyway, that's my sound.
Is this it? Can you hear it?
No, that's not it. That's on wood.
That's on wood.
That's like a chopping noise.
Yeah.
It's like a back and forth. Let me see if I can get it to make the
noise. It's like a scratchy.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. That's bad. That's really bad.
Yeah. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
So if you're just tuning in, for our radio show this week, we're playing and recreating horribly off-putting noises.
Right, because we wanted to do an accessible program this week because of what happened last week.
How's that for broadcasting brilliance? Let's have people suggest noises they hate, and then we'll play as many of them as we have time for. That's how we do things here at WFMU.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing great. So I'm supposed to say a noise I don't particularly...
A noise that really physically affects you.
Yeah.
That you, that...
Probably off the top of my head, I'd probably say the Fuzzy Glove Hour theme.
You mean the new one? That the new Matt Warwick version?
Yeah, Andy, I need you.
I know.
That one.
I know. What can we do? What can we do, caller? What can I do? I'm just one man.
I have no idea, but you guys...
How did we get trapped in this? We had a great theme song.
It was the marathon. It was the first week of the marathon.
Maybe something heavy metal.
Last March.
Somebody waved $30 in front of Ken.
No.
Yeah, that's what it was. Ken will do anything for
$30. You were down with it. After we did the soaking of the Breckman... if you donated $50...
Dear God, $50.
$50, you got to suggest a name of the show that we would draw one at random and live with it for a year. And the winner was the Fuzzy Glove Hour.
I would have preferred Welcome Back, Carter. That would have been funny. Welcome Back, Carter, with Ken and Andy.
There's a rose and a fuzzy glove. Didn't Stephen Stills sing that?
Love the one you're with.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Zane in New York.
Hey, Zane.
I'm a caller. I can't believe I got through.
Yeah.
I can't believe you dialed the right number.
It took me like 15 guesses, but I finally got it.
Zane, cool. Would you like an apology postcard? I have them printed up.
I would love one. I called in, actually. And I called in, Ken said, explain what's happening. So I had to explain to everyone.
And did I shut up long enough for you to explain?
Yeah, you let me drone on for a bit.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, it sounds horrific.
It was horrific.
Well, at least we've done our worst show. We've done that. We've been there. It's like any addict, any alcoholic will tell you, you have to hit bottom.
You can only go up from here, basically.
Yeah. Even this show, where we're doing unpleasant sounds.
It's so much better than last week.
That tells you everything you need to know about last week's show. Where our rebound show is tell us your most unpleasant noise.
Yeah, I will.
Oh, okay, what's wrong with us? Seriously, it's not a rhetorical question.
I was trying to do what we had planned, which
last
was...
week. I know. I sank the ship. Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
I felt really bad.
You did. I think you felt worse about last week's show than any other.
I was truly humbled.
Than any other train wreck.
I really don't want it on the archives.
Too late.
Wait a minute, too late. Can it be taken down?
I could take it down. Do you really want me to take it down?
Yeah, it's so embarrassing. What shows have we taken down?
I took the drunk show down.
You did? Why?
Because it was so good.
No, why did you take the drunk show down? Were you kept drinking till you got drunk?
No, you remember the drunk show at where I practically died of alcohol poisoning at the UCB Theater?
Why did you take that down?
So that I could use it as a rerun. So that it would...
Oh.
Yeah.
It would be fresh.
So that it would be fresh.
And have you used it as a rerun?
Yeah, a couple of times.
I thought you were talking about the show where I sent my assistant out to get drunk.
Oh, no. That was where we learned how to do it properly. Because when you sent your assistant out to get drunk, he started drinking at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, and wasn't really wasted until after the show.
Didn't really start slurring until around 6:50, and then he passed out at 7:30, long after we were off the air. So we learned our lesson for the big drunk episode at the UCB Theater. And I started drinking at 5 p.m., an hour before the show
began. We've been doing this for 30 years. We've done two really good shows. Wouldn't you agree? I can tell you what they were.
Well, there was the drunk UCB show.
Nope, that's not one of them.
Oh, that's not one of them?
No.
Oh, what are they?
Do you remember the one where we rigged a laptop computer to not send an email for 30 seconds? You hit send, and you had 30 seconds to cancel it. Do you remember that?
Oh, is it the apology foot race?
No. You wrote a really racist and homophobic email to all your friends. And then we hit send, and you had to race downstairs in 30 seconds cancel it from being sent out.
Oh, my God.
It was a career-ending email.
That's right. I forgot all about that.
That was a great show.
That was a great show.
That's one great show.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've only done two.
What was the other one?
Is my sound?
Huh?
Yeah, give your sound.
Give my sound?
Sure, who cares? Go ahead, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead, Zane. What's your sound?
Really squeaky bike brakes.
Yep.
Squeaky bike brakes.
Okay, Ken's trying to find an example on YouTube. We're at 201, 20-something, 9368. Ken won't tell me the sixth digit.
Well, it's right there on the wall.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's a 9. I'm going to fill it in now.
All I can find is how to fix squeaky brakes.
Well, that's good, because that'll give an example.
I don't know it, and we'll have to listen to it.
Well, listeners have to use their imagination.
Sorry, Zane, can't find it.
All right.
But
hopefully
we can all...
better show than last week.
Yeah, we've all been there, though, Zane. Thanks so much. See how polite I'm being? I'm engaged. Kenny?
Yes. Absolutely.
What are you doing? Ordering something on Amazon?
No, I'm trying to find squeaky bicycle brakes.
A pair of socks?
Oh, here we go. I got it. Got it.
Yeah.
Where the hell is it?
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
What's going on here? It's not working. Oh, never mind. Here it is.
Baby, I need your love.
Glovin,
yeah.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, I can't believe I got through.
I can't believe it either.
You love the show. Thanks, brother.
When people are driving and they forget to turn their windshield wipers off after the rain has stopped.
Yeah, yeah, the rubbing against the dry rubbing.
And I find it happens a lot. Like, a lot of people forget for whatever reason. But then I was thinking, when you guys were talking about someone having seizures when they heard music, this like kind of, I think he had a couple of hits. He's an R&B guy. But in 2014, I remember reading an article about a British woman who would have seizures every time she heard this singer. His name's Ne-Yo. I think I'm pronouncing it right. So I Googled it, and it's true. She had to have part of her frontal lobe removed. So there you go.
Huh.
Have you heard that story?
Had not. Had
she
not
had
heard
part
that
of her
story.
Frontal lobe removed.
I've never heard Neo's music, so I don't know. Maybe, but there you go. And Ken.
Yes.
What were you talking about? I caught a piano player. Were you? Was that up near your lake house? You're talking about the guy at the Wallpack Inn?
Yes.
Oh, man.
It was the guy at the Wallpack Inn.
He was legendary. I remember being a kid, and he wouldn't ash his cigarette in the ashtray. He would let it fall on his lap.
See, this guy remembers the terrible piano player.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, it's more...
He's got to be talking about the Wallpack.
It's a much more interesting story when you hear it twice.
Yeah. And he also had the worst repertoire. He would play songs like She'll Be Coming Around the Mountain.
Yeah, you're right. I know. It added to the whole... That place is pretty cool, though.
Well, you don't know what she's wearing. I mean, there's some suspense to that song.
Yeah, that's
until
true.
She actually comes around the mountain. Yeah, what's she going to do? What was she doing on the other side of the mountain?
It's the same thing with who's Dinah in the kitchen with, right?
Yeah, someone's in the kitchen with Dinah. Yeah. Well, that's not a big mystery because it's someone in the kitchen I know.
There you go. You're right.
Yeah.
All right, gentlemen. Good talking to you.
Yeah, it's great talking to you. That guy's great. He's always great.
Oh, man. He remembers the terrible piano player from the Wallpack Inn.
I refer to it as the terrible story. He remembers the terrible story about the terrible piano player.
My week is made.
That's all it
takes.
He
remembers the guy.
201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I love the show.
We love you.
Oh, God.
I have one. There was this guy, this old guy, used to play the violin on the L platform.
Uh-huh.
It was the most shrill, horrible sound imaginable. And he had, like, the treble turned way up on the amp. And, like, it was sort of out of tune. And especially on, like, a cold day, it just, like, got me to the bones. It was awful.
Well, that's why God made headsets. Oh, my God.
It was torture.
I imagine people that know music are very sensitive to that kind of stuff, more than someone like me, more than FMU fans. People that love music probably are very disturbed by it.
Right. Like a bad alto sax playing will get me too.
Huh. I wouldn't know good from bad.
And
what are we playing now, Kenny?
That's just horror movie violin sound effects.
Okay, thanks, Ken. Yeah. Thanks for adding that.
Yeah, I was looking for screechy.
No, that was great. It didn't move the ball forward even 1 inch down the field. Thank you. Yep. 201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the air.
You love the show.
Love the fuzz.
Now they're just torturing us. That kills me.
It doesn't bother me at all.
That kills me.
It just doesn't bother me in the slightest.
We worked 30 years to establish a brand. I fell in love with the name. I liked the name.
We didn't know. Neither one of us liked the name 7 Second Delay.
I was learning to like the name.
No, we admitted that neither one of us liked it. That's why we did it.
I was learning to like the show. That's what I mean to say.
We discovered that we both disliked the name 7 Second Delay. That's why we decided to do it. Well, hey, next March we can change the name again.
No!
Yes.
No!
Yes.
No!
Yes.
It could be worse than this.
No.
It could. It could. It could be Welcome Back Cotter.
It could be Welcome Back Andy.
this is all terrible.
Hi, caller.
So here's my noise. Forkish noises. Forkish noises.
You mean on metal or... Porcelain
when
plates.
You're eating and you're shoveling it into your face.
Yeah, the scraping. Like,
oh, I've got it. Here it is. Ooh! Ah!
That is bad.
Noise.
Oh, it's the worst.
Oh, my
Ken,
God. That's so
bad.
That's so terrible.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Bring back last week's program.
No. Let me tell you how bad last week's program was.
Bye-bye.
The forkish noises against metal plates. That's a relief to me.
That is really bad. I think that's the worst one yet. The forkish... fork against the plate.
I think it's obvious why this guy won the Ig Nobel Prize.
By the way, if you did happen to hear last week's program and you can prove it, we have a personalized apology postcard. All you got to do is email me at ken@wfmu.org and Andy will send you out a personalized apology postcard about last week's program.
I feel like I should deliver it in person with flowers.
I think you should. So let us know when you send me that information.
Maybe we should have done that. Oh, except for that COVID problem, we could have done shows like that, right? Going out in person. Remember we used to visit listeners?
Yeah, we did. Yes, we did visit listeners. I remember the time we did that. We'll have to discuss
remember
that.
Remember we offered to tuck some kids, some listeners' kids in? Or we would help you with your homework.
Yeah.
We did something.
Yeah.
Well, it's been 30
I
years.
Have bad memories of the time.
We've only done two good shows.
Yeah, and you never told me what the second one was.
The second one was we were out front. We were right out front of our building. And we were offering, I had a sign. It said, get a foot massage, 25 cents. And women would sit in the chair,
right.
Give us a quarter to get a foot massage. And then you were holding a sign that said, give a foot massage, $2.
Right.
And men who wanted to rub women's feet would pay us $2
right.
to rub that woman's feet. We'd make two and a quarter. We'd get money from both ends. It was a marketing, a brilliant marketing campaign. The most brilliant marketing campaign in history.
I don't remember it being a good program.
No. It worked, though.
Yeah.
And I was very delighted
with
it.
It did happen one time, I think.
I was delighted with it. That was program number two.
Remember, it was about a year ago, in the darkest days of the lockdown, that we did the car parade?
Nope.
Oh, you don't remember, that? Hi, Nadia.
Hi, Nadia. Sorry about last week's show, honey.
Nadia, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Hey,
good.
Nadia, have you ever heard a worse show than the show we did last week? Was that the worst show you ever heard?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I called in and you guys were like, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, Andy just wouldn't stop talking over you, am I right?
Exactly.
If I had said the words blah, 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 it probably would have been more interesting.
It would have.
Yeah.
Nadia, I'm very sorry. Hey, Nadia, I'll send you a postcard if you send Uncle Ken your address.
Okay.
So, Nadia, do you have a sound that you really don't like?
Yeah.
What is
knocking
it?
On a door, I just jump and shriek.
Oh, when somebody surprises you, when they bang on the door really loud?
Like...
Yeah, like that, Ken.
Like this?
No.
No, more like...
Yeah, more abrupt and sharper.
Banging on the door.
Exactly.
Yeah, that, yeah. Now, Nadia, do you hate that sound because you're doing something you shouldn't be doing?
No, because I'm afraid that someone I don't know is at the door.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, that's why they have doors. Doors are your best friend, aren't they?
I guess, yeah, because then people can't come in.
I know, it's perfect. Oh, now Ken's going to play knocking for a while.
Yeah.
I'm looking for
Ken.
Bye.
You got Ken excited.
Bye, Nadia.
Bye.
I'm looking for a scary knocking sound.
Well, when you're a little kid and you're in your room, any sound, any knock is scary, Ken.
Yeah. What were you scared of as a little kid?
Okay, hit pause. I need zinger help.
Okay.
I need to refer to my Zinger helpline.
I gave Andy a setup. I asked him, what were you scared of as a little kid? And now we need a Zinger. So if you can help us, you can let us know a sound effect, but also let us know a Zinger.
Okay, here's the Zinger you have to beat. Here's what I was about to say.
Okay.
What was I scared of as a little kid? I was scared that someday, this.
Someday what? This?
This would happen.
Oh, yeah, that's not very good. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I love the show. I'm a long-time listener, first-time glower. And I was going to tell you that the original name of Welcome Back Cotter was, Cotter's been in the Masturbatorium for 45 minutes now.
That's something.
That's all right, yeah. Do you have another zinger for Andy's comeback to What Were You Afraid Of as a Little Kid?
It's too easy. You know, you could be like, I was afraid I'd end up on a radio program that wasn't very good.
Or like, how about Uncle Arnold's birthday surprises?
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
How about you?
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Is this Sam the appraiser?
Yeah.
We thank you, Sam.
Lay off the molestation jokes. I don't know if those are working so well.
No, they're funny. No, they're still funny.
They're funny.
Yeah, okay. I'll tell you. I'll let you know the minute they're not funny. I'm a professional comedian.
Yeah, actually, molestation jokes are going up in funniness again.
You know who hates molestation jokes, Sam the Appraiser?
Who?
Molesters. So tell me again, Sam. You had a problem with that one?
Hi, you're on the air.
I love the show. I got a good one.
No. Wait. There's got to be a moratorium. Wait, hit pause. Wait, Ken, enough.
Yeah.
They can't say I glove the show anymore.
Okay, listeners, don't say I glove the show anymore. It drives Andy crazy. It does. So don't do it. Don't do it. Go ahead, caller.
That horrible sound when you open up a ironing board. You know the shriek?
Okay, oh. I think I do. That's metal on metal. That's scraping. Yep. Yep.
I don't know it. I don't know that sound. Okay, I guess he didn't.
Do you know what an ironing board is, Kenny?
I do know what an ironing board is. Is this it?
Opening an ironing board? You found that sound?
Yeah.
Okay, the internet is a miracle. That's opening
an
ironing board?
That's it.
Okay.
That's the sound.
Okay. The internet can do anything.
No, it can't.
It can. It no, is a miracle. It is the eighth wonder of the world.
It can't stop listeners from saying, glove the show. Bet you it can't. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I glove the show. Long time listener. First time caller. Can't believe I got through.
What's your name?
Annie.
Hi, Annie.
Hi. I've got two annoying sounds.
Okay.
One is my children whining.
Yep.
And the other are cicadas.
Oh, yeah. Ken, I don't know if you ever heard Annie's children. They're the worst.
I think I have a recording of Annie's children.
Yeah.
No, that's a baby crying. No, this is a whining.
Annie's children are so annoying that you long for cicadas invading.
But the cicadas are worse.
Wait, have the cicadas returned 17 years
not
later?
Not yet. I think it's hype.
Not yet. I'm in Indiana, and they have not come out yet.
Ken, you're skeptical of the cicadas returning?
I am skeptical.
You are?
Yes.
I've read 1,000 articles about it. You're skeptical?
I remember the last couple of times a brood came out of the ground.
It was real. They were all over the sidewalk. They fell from the trees.
I was up in the woods.
It's going to be bad this year.
I was up in the woods, and it was, there were a lot of cicadas, but it wasn't like, didn't sound like a jet engine, like they're saying.
You're skeptical.
They weren't all over the road.
I love you for your natural skepticism. I think we have that in common, but that's just stupid. Well, they're coming, and if it's anything like 17 years ago, they're very annoying. You got to actually avoid them on
deafening.
The sidewalk.
I don't, maybe they were worse in Madison than they are in Sussex County. I don't know.
Well, I used to breed them. I bred them.
Well, maybe
basement.
That was the whole problem.
Yeah, in hindsight.
All right. Thanks, Andy.
Okay.
Thanks, Annie. Let's find some cicada sound effects here. So this is what we're all in for. It's going to be horrible.
My friend Ken and his
sounds like a maraca. It's nice.
Well, maracas aren't high on my list either.
You've always hated maracas.
My friend Ken and his magic internet. I know you hate tambourines.
I do hate tambourines.
I know you do.
That's not bad, though. I kind of like that cicada sound. That's just one or two cicadas, so that's not a brood. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, I got a zinger for you.
Hang on. Okay, go ahead. This is a
show?
Sorry?
Have you heard the cicada radio show?
I have not, no.
It's called 17-Year Delay.
That is a zinger.
That's a zinger, all right.
Wait, how did we end up here, Ken? Just tell us any random semi-amusing thought. Call it a zinger and call the number.
We're still looking for a zinger. I gave Andy a setup. I said, what were you afraid of as a little kid? So we're looking for a zinger answer to that question that Andy can give. Or if you have a detested sound effect, let us know that too. The phone number is 201-20-something-9368.
You have to puke.
What's that?
I don't really have anything better for Andy's zinger, unfortunately.
That was his zinger.
Oh, puking, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I was afraid of.
Yeah, I don't like puking sound effects.
No, puking, the noise of someone throwing up, that is...
That is really, it's almost like a taboo. It's so horrible.
I find that noise nauseating.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
the irony of it all.
Right. I think that's the normal response to have.
Oh, shut up. You won't even let me have my little moments anymore. am I like the penalty box from last week? I kind of feel I am. I kind of feel I have to redeem myself a little bit. Oh,
yeah.
I know.
No, you're six zingers short of redeeming yourself from last week. So you got 15 minutes.
The radio penalty box.
Hi, you're on the air.
Let me begin this call.
All right. That's not a good way to begin a call.
You know what he was going to say.
What?
Glove the show.
Well,
where did you think he was going?
I just don't like a call that says, let me begin the call. It seems like we're in for trouble.
Your spidey sense tingling?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what we should do?
I'll do anything. The answer is yes. Whatever you're about to suggest.
You should operate the phones 1 week.
You mean as a show?
Yeah.
I can.
I mean, that's a concept.
Well, I can.
I'll show you how to do it.
I've only been watching you for 30 years. Come on.
It's very easy.
It is?
Yeah.
Could a child do it?
Yes.
And get a child in here.
I have a zinger.
Oh, good. You have a zinger. Okay. So the setup is, what were you afraid of as a little kid?
I would say, like, very scary laughter, like clown laughter, like really crazy loud laughter. That really scared me.
Okay, so that's not quite, it's not quite a zinger. She sort of answered the question as a more straightforward manner.
Well, you know, you and the patriarchy and your strict definitions of zingers.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air.
Thanks, guys.
Hi, I'm not joking. Whatever my current phone ringer or alarm is.
What is it? Play it for us.
I don't have it immediately available. I'm sorry.
Well, whatever you do, don't describe it.
Well, no, it's just that whatever sound wakes me up when I don't want to sleep more, and whatever song is someone wanting to talk to me when I don't.
Because of the function it does.
It's not a physiological reaction.
Right. It's any sound that wakes him up or any sound that interrupts his day.
That's a good point.
Yeah, that's a great point. Thanks for calling.
And when
hang
I
up now.
It, I don't
hang
mind
up, Ken.
It as much
that's a great point.
Law,
no, you've given us. Hang up, Ken. Yeah, that's you've given us a lot to think about. Hang up, Ken. You've given us a lot to think about, and thank you very much for calling.
I wanted to talk to that guy.
Yeah,
somewhere.
I know you did.
He's right. Like the sound effect that my phone makes when I get an incoming text message, I hate it.
Because it's something you have to respond
to?
Yeah,
because I just like get too many text messages. So and email doesn't make a noise. And the phone, I don't even
answer the
phone.
Would you let me right now read your last 10 text messages out loud?
Yeah.
You would?
Yeah.
Well, give them to me. You think anyone's interested in this? Don't delete it. Don't edit it.
I'm not. I mean, but it's just not interesting.
How do you know?
It's not interesting
Hand
at all.
Hand it over, and you can read mine. Hand it over. No. Don't look at it. Don't edit it. Oh, you're bracing yourself or something?
No, it's just boring.
Boring, huh?
Yeah.
Your daughter, Daisy Friedman, no problemo. You call that boring?
Yeah.
I wish I had a life half as exciting as yours. Matthew Warg gives you two thumbs up.
That's an incoming message.
Yeah, that must have been. Oh, he must work for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, the big thumbs up.
Yep.
Okay, and then there's a phone message. Kenneth is past due for a dental visit. Who's Kenneth?
That's me.
Oh, that's you.
Yeah.
Your dentist calls you Kenneth. Okay. Yeah. Hank, that's... Hank loved something that you sent. I did the grass in the ear thing way before. You made a joke and your wife said, I love that joke.
Yeah. I said I did the grass in the ear thing way before Julia did. That was my joke, but you don't understand.
Is there a way to program a phone to do this in a response to something in a text message? I just want to respond sometimes. Andy liked but did not love your so-and-so message.
Yeah, you can set an auto-reply.
Okay. This is Kelly Jones writing something about her about the work here.
Yeah.
Okay, something about her insurance. She's having an insurance problem.
Okay.
You're right, this is nothing.
It's really boring.
Casey Ross with my dogs. Are you getting my text? George Hannity.
Don't read last names.
Yeah. Monica, I won't read her last name, but it's spelled L-Y. All right, I won't even spell it.
This is just, I'm going
Rebecca
back.
Rebecca Lewis. Yeah, no, this is nothing.
Going
this
back
is
to
your
the phone.
Day?
Hi, you're on the air.
This is you running a world class.
Hey, you guys still looking for terrible sounds?
Yes, we are.
Have you ever been in like a public bathroom and someone's like gasping and grunting like
the worst.
Dying?
The worst. That's it. That's a home run. That's exactly it. That's a bullseye. The guy in the next stall. Nothing. No, don't play it, Ken. That's exactly right. This guy wins whatever prize you're offering. No, Ken, don't play it. Ken. The worst, the worst. Well, that, what is that? What is that? Some guy doing kung fu? No, that's not even close to what.
That's the guy in the next stall.
No, that's not the guy. That's guy three stalls over. I'm talking about the guy in the No.
This is a guy who's frustrated.
Yeah.
Even just the heavy breathing, like
no, Ken, that's just, nothing. Like,
struggling.
We're not talking about those sounds at all. Well, that's
oh, these are approval grunts. There's so many different kinds of grunts. Mmm.
No.
It's the gasping that gets me. Like whenever.
No,
like,
it's the actual.
Like a,
it's the bodily. It's the bodily fluids and solids being emitted from the body.
No, it's the gasping.
No, it's not. It's the worst.
Well, it's, I mean, at least with the bodily fluids, you know they're being successful.
No, no, like, no. No, no, no. You have to care about them to worry about that. No, Ken, that's not even close. What are you doing?
It's male gasping. Those are good gasps.
Oh, those are great gasps. Okay, the guy in the next stall making his sounds, that's exactly the worst sound on earth.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I think you're going to the wrong public bathrooms.
It's why I couldn't see that the Academy Award winning movie, No Man's Land.
You.
Okay, that's not even close. What are you doing?
You.
That was pretty fun.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the air.
Evening.
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 It makes me really anxious.
Yeah,
the sounds, it's a collection of sounds.
Yeah.
Different hard drive failures. Like if you ever walk into a server room or something and you got that noise.
I'm not familiar at all with that noise.
Oh, yeah, I know that. Yeah. Hard.
You know, array. You're
right.
Like, oh, man.
Is it
a RAID 5? Is it a RAID 6? You know, how many drives can fail in this thing? It's a lot of anxiety. It's not,
so you
I'm not
you
scared
don't,
of it.
You don't
you
like,
just know that like big decisions have to be made real quick because
right.
a lot of data is on the line.
You don't like the. It's not that you don't like the sound. You don't like what the sound signifies.
Well, you walk into a room, Andy, and one of those sounds, Ken will play it, is going. You're like,
because it means you're going
to make big decisions.
It means you're going to be
exist or not.
You're going to be losing
files.
Fully. I see.
Ooh, yeah, that's a bad sound.
I guess it is bad, intrinsically bad, as well as it's bad news and a bad sound.
Oh, yeah, that's a bad one. The motor stuck sound.
Yeah.
Or the fan.
I mean, they're all different sounds.
Yeah,
you know, it's like a weird like mechanic kind of thing.
Okay,
what sounds
they're not, okay, but compared to the grunting of the guy in the next stall, it's a sonata by Bach.
It's
music to my ears.
Are they approval grunts in the stall next door?
They're never approval grunts in the stall next
door.
No? Let me tell you about the stall next door.
Tell me.
It's a dark, 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 sad, sad, sad place.
Hey, don't forget, if you're upset about...
You're never going to hear approval grunts from the guy in the next stall.
Mm. Yeah. There's different kinds of approval grunts.
Approval grunts. Yeah. Hey, come visit our airport bathrooms. You're going to love the approval grunts you overhear. Oh, Ken.
Approval grunts mixed with courtesy flushes.
Oh, Ken.
Don't forget, if you are upset by last week's program, which is perhaps the worst one we've ever done, Andy has personalized apology postcards. Just send me your name and address and the best time for Andy to drop by. And Andy will hand deliver you an apology postcard.
Either I'll do it in person or I'll designate a postman, someone from our National Post Office Department, to deliver it for me.
And that's it. We're out of calls.
Great.
First time the whole hour that we haven't had a single call. The phone number is 201-20-something-9368. And
let's not give the number anymore.
We're still looking for a zinger to the setup. The setup was... What were you afraid of as a kid?
Let's just coast, you know? Like the engine died in the car, but we're going downhill. We can coast for a while.
Yeah, no problem. we're certainly not going too fast. So
what's next week's show, Ken?
This coasting.
Let's billboard next week's show.
Well, next week's show, we said we were going to do the Zinger.
No.
The Zinger thing. Yeah, that is what we said we were going
to
do.
You want to do Evan's idea where I have 45 minutes to learn Spanish, and then at the end of the show, I have to book a room in Puerto Rico?
Not so much. Not so much. I don't want to do that, no.
Well, then let's do it.
I would love to do that show.
Nah, I'm off it now.
Okay, cool. Hi, you're on the air.
As a child, Andy was a friend.
I don't like the way that one was going. Would you have hung up on that one, too?
No.
No?
How do you know where he was going?
It sounded kind of like a funny voice.
Because he sounded a little self-satisfied, like he was about to.
It seemed like he was doing a put-on voice. Always a big red flag.
You have any plans for the summer?
No. Do you?
No.
God. You've flown, though. I haven't flown in such a long time.
We did Arizona, Beth and I.
Yeah.
But I've been vaccinated. I've been vaccinated 14 times now. I keep going back.
Really?
Yeah.
Which vaccines are you getting?
I've had 3 Modernas and 11 Pfizers.
And why do you keep getting vaccinated?
Because it's a very, very serious disease, Ken.
I don't know that getting the same vaccine more than once is really going to...
I've got antibodies coming out my butt.
I don't think that's such a good idea for you.
Literally.
Okay, well, good luck. Good luck to you.
Do you agree that adding the word literally to almost any joke makes it funnier?
Yeah.
Here's another little comedy tip for you comedy writers at home. Adding the word finally to any obituary. Bring up an obituary, Ken. Bring up an obituary, buddy.
Okay.
Who's the last guy that died?
Looking for an obituary.
All you got to do is add the word finally. Just insert it in there. Shoehorn it in there. And you've got comedy.
Obituary today.
Yeah.
Okay, here's Jersey City.
Yeah.
Obituary.
Oh, yeah, Norman Lloyd.
Norman Lloyd died.
Norman Lloyd.
Okay, I'll read it to you.
Veteran actor Norman Lloyd.
Norman Lloyd was a centenarian actor whose career spanned 9 decades and included roles
in... No, that's not the headline. That's the article. Norman Lloyd, veteran character actor, finally dead at 103.
Oh, I see.
Finally makes the headline, comedy headline.
Gotcha.
And anyone can do it. It's a little tip from your Uncle Andy.
All you need is an obituary.
All you need is someone to die.
And the word finally.
All you need is someone to die and a gullible man or woman in the room.
So how many apology postcards are you going to hand deliver?
Well, let me see. I'm not hand delivering. I did make up, let me see. Bethy, oh, God bless her. She printed up a dozen or so.
That's great. So we can send out 12 apology postcards for last week's program. Just email your name and address to me at ken@wfmu.org. I will forward them on to Andy's
Would you agree to this as a make-good sort of a gesture, Ken? Anyone that can prove they heard last week's show gets a show of their own on the show, on FMU.
No.
They can have a time slot.
No.
I just feel bad.
No. Why don't you do something?
Or a bumper sticker.
Why don't you do something for him?
Yeah. I don't want to meet him.
So next week...
Here we are coasting.
Yeah.
Here's how you coast.
Yep, next week. Jeremiah did draw up an email newsletter.
Once again, I owe him an apology. He's going to get one of my postcards. My apology postcard.
He spent several hours doing a
newsletter. I love him.
Newsletter.
He's a great writer. The newsletter is so much fun to read, and we pulled an audible and changed our plans this week.
Yeah.
So I apologize to Jeremiah. Who else do I apologize to, Ken?
All the listeners from last week.
All the listeners from last week. They know how I feel by now.
Me.
I do feel bad, Ken. I really do. I really feel I sunk the show last week.
Matt Warwick.
Matt, sorry, buddy, although I love your theme song.
He helped us last week with the show.
Oh, that's right. He was on. He was doing the board.
Yep.
Any other apologies, buddy?
I understand that you were wondering why I was laughing so hard at one point.
No, I don't care.
You've worked it out. Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. All right, this is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County.
And this is... Well, it's also WFMU East Orange. Also, yeah, WFMU Mount Hope.
WMFU Mount Hope.
Yeah, FMFU.
MFU. Say it. MFU. Not FMU.
FMU.
FMU is East Orange. Yeah.
Mount Hope.
And online.
And online. Go ahead. Same thing here.
WFMU.
Same thing. Online here. I'm the same as Ken on this one. FMU.org.
Stay tuned.
And then around the world.
Stay tuned.
Around the world.
Yeah, whatever. Stay tuned for weekly.
Oh, Rockland County. Did you do that one?
Yeah, Weekly World Blues.
91.1.
Stay tuned for Weekly World Blues with Matt Fibash.
Of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
Blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
Mm-hmm. your home. Sheep in the mills and the cows in the corn. Where's the little boy to take care of the sheep? Well, he's under the haystack fast asleep. Well, little boy blue, come blow your horn. Sheep in the meadow and the cows in the corn. A little bit of land, freeze of white as snow. Everywhere that Mary went, lamb was sure to go. Well, little boy blue, come blow your horn. Sheep in the meadow and the cows in the corn. Hubbard went to the cupboard, get the poor dog a bone. When she got there, the cupboard was bare. She had to leave that dog alone. Well, little boy blue, come blow your horn. Sheep's in the meadow and the cows in the corn.
Come on, Mary.